Well, this kid, you're going to hate to lose him. Don't you wish you had him one more year?
Yes, you know, he's a just a super young man, even more than being a good athlete. He's just a great person, and, you know, he's given everything he has to the school and in so many ways, not just athletics again, but he's really developed. He's probably put on 15 to 20 pounds this year, made himself a lot stronger, better athlete, and, you know, he's a lot more diversified when you do that. And I've had the fortune, you know, of being able to coach his brother as well, and they're just both really good kids.
Three-sport athlete. Gosh, football. You've coached him in football, coached him in basketball, coached him in track and field, and he's done great things in all three sports.
Yes, and, you know, he's just got better every year. He, you know, he doesn't miss practice. He's there all the time. A man of few words. Just, Adam just kind of, you know, he's going to give you what he's got all the time. You don't have to worry about that, which makes it a joy to coach.
And for the upcoming spring track and field season, he's got big goals and disc. He wants to improve with the shot put, and no question, a school maybe break a school record or two.
Yeah, and you know he's got the potential to do that, and you know again, I think he's bigger, faster, and stronger. So that's going to help. There's a lot of technique involved in throwing, you know, all those throwing events. So Adam really works. I know he spends time outside of track, even making himself better. He's just a very good competitor.
Mm-hmm. Look out for him to be among the best of the best in the RPAC this year, right?
Yes, we do, you know, and I think he'll be disappointed if there's anything but that.
I think I asked you this when Madison's signed here. Are you getting the itch? We're a little bit more close. We're in almost to February. Are you getting the itch at all for spring?
Yeah, you know, I'm missing the kids in basketball, not doing it this year. I really miss those kids, and this is something I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, it's I think we got a lot of good kids that are coming back. This group of seniors, boys and girls, have had a lot of success, and we look to continue that on.